You can make a quick drive from Salt Lake down to Vegas. You can make it a short flight if you hop on a plane. Chet Hymas pushed himself there in a wheelchair. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside. At the age of 27, a farm accident caused Chet Hymas to be paralyzed from the chest down. An accomplished athlete in high school, Hymas continues to excel physically today, achieving some amazing feats.
I set a world record, pushed 513. Took me 11 days to get to Vegas from Salt Lake. Averaged 54 miles a day.
Today, Hymas speaks to groups across the country, giving them inspiration for life. He's quick to deflect any praise that might be directed his way, though. He needs help to live life, and while the assistance he needs is different than most, he says you can't underestimate the importance of saying thank you.
I always have somebody help me shower all over the world, no matter what city I'm in. So I have to do it by myself to get it done. I don't have to do it by myself to get it done. Two people come and help me shower every 48 hours, no matter where I'm at in this world, and I don't know their names. And you can't pay people enough money for that, sir. You see what I'm saying? That they're helping me focus. It's not about the money. It's about what they're giving me. But when people come in to help you get dressed or help you shower so that you can go live your dream, how much do I owe you, sir?
In high school, he was at times a cruel person, a bully of sorts. His father helped straighten his path, both in high school and today after his accident.
I lost the vision again when I was 27 and broke my neck. When I say I lost the vision, I pushed my family away, became mean and upset again. And me and my wife helped me get it back. And today I vow never to go back. I don't want to go back to that person. Life's too short to not be happy. Life is too short to not be happy.
Hymas continues to live on the farm in Utah, but also enjoys the opportunity to share his message with thousands far from home. Traveling the countryside in Salt Lake City, Utah, I'm Andrew McCray.